Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, this is indeed a thing. And as we move forward with the craze of social media, it's only going to become more of a thing.
Oh, I'm sure.
Savage or Sensible, asking your stranger on social media to stop using the hashtag you came up with for your child on the basis that it's your hashtag. Now, I need to read the interaction here.
It's not owned.
So this is a woman that I know, and I've deleted certain parts to protect the identity, because I don't know if they want that out there, but I thought this was kind of interesting.
They don't deserve to be protected for this.
I'm just going to read what she wrote, okay? This is the woman that I know. This is what she wrote to this other woman. Hi. I first want to say congrats on your new daughter. Puts in the daughter's...
Passive-aggressive.
Puts in the dude... No, I think that was legit. Puts in the daughter's name and says, great name. I realize this may seem odd, but I was wondering if you could not use the exact hashtag of... And then puts the hashtag, which, by the way, very unique. So unique, in fact, that an emoji is using this hashtag on Instagram, which I didn't even know you could do. I didn't know that was a thing. You can use emojis and hashtags now? I didn't know that.
Yes, that's been a thing.
She continues. For the last 3 years, I have been gathering all of my daughter, includes her name, pictures for our extended family across the globe to look at with this particular hashtag. If you look at the history, those are all of my daughter's pictures since birth that our family follows. Thank you and good luck with your new bundle of joy. Now, again, in her mind here, like that instead of just, you know, texting pictures to everyone, it's one hub for all of her family and friends to go to see pictures of her daughter. And it's worked out very nicely. And she's actually alerted to the fact that this new mom has been, you know, jumping on her hashtag game because some of her friends and family were like, hey, we see a bunch of pictures that aren't your daughter. What's going on with that? So that's why she reached out to her. This was the response from the woman who hijacked the hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but hashtags aren't reserved like websites. I think it was very bold of you to reach out, and I respectfully decline.
I love this woman. I would do the exact same thing, because here's the thing.
Yeah.
You don't own the hashtag. And I think that this woman, like, okay, fine. Maybe reaching out and like very, very humbly asking.
That was a humble ask.
If she would mind, if the possibility. But she should have thrown in something like, no pressure, totally understand if, like, you know, if you don't want to. I just thought I'd throw it out there. But she didn't do that.
She said, I was wondering if you could not use.
No. But she didn't throw in at the end, like, no pressure, no worries, nothing like that.
Well, there is pressure. She doesn't want her to use it.
She's demanding it. It's a request disguised, or it's a demand disguised as a request.
Yeah.
So I think it's savage. You don't own it, and you know you can't. Like, it's just
annoying. Remove the emoji. Remove the emoji, and then it's the same exact thing. It's not. It's such a unique hashtag.
No.
It's not that big of a deal.
It's really not that unique.
It's not that serious to this woman, who I think was actually quite rude in response. Bold of you to reach out.
Yeah, it was bold.
I respectfully decline.
Bold and annoying.
I see this as very savage, and a lot of people so far are agreeing on our Facebook page. You can go there and comment. You can also, of course, vote on the poll at 98pxy.com or by texting the keyword vote, VOTE, to 69822. When you think
Kayleen on Facebook says, savage, you don't own it. Lori says, stupid, they need to get a life. Sarah.
She technically said neither. It's stupid.
Neither. It's right. It's stupid. I think stupid lines up with savage more than sensible, though.
This one from Kelly. It's sensible to ask if you want. I personally think it's stupid, but I get being able to search a unique term and finding all of your picks. So I think it's sensible and okay to ask, but you also need to respect their ability to say no and continue using the hashtag
right,
if they
so,
want.
So tell us, didn't it continue from there?
I don't have those screenshots. I don't know how it continued.
Corey, let's see.
Here, Elizabeth. Elizabeth commenting.
Wait.
Elizabeth commenting.
I'm not going to. going to do the rest of this segment if you don't acknowledge
Elizabeth Covington! Hey! I read the message that the person... Don't you dare throw anything
at me.
I'm
going to throw my Kleenex box at you if you don't stop and listen to me.
I'm going to go straight to HR.
Listen to me!
And I think it's sensible if you use a certain hashtag for your family to see photos, then some rude AF person just turned around, comes in and posts their own, then yeah, I'd be pretty mad too because I use the hashtag for my family to see photos. So back off. The next part of this story doesn't matter.
No,
that's not what we're discussing.
You are fraudulent if you don't reveal the rest of the story.
Today, Savage or Sensible is asking a stranger on social media to stop using the hashtag you came up with for your child based on that it's your hashtag. That is what we're discussing.
And later,
that is what's up for Savage or Sensible.
And later sending a cease and desist message to them and saying, I'm going to sue you if you don't stop.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't believe shooting was involved.
Suing.
I thought you said shoot.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
No.
Probably not in 2019.
No,
a good thing to throw around.
I guess my point is that this mom is so presumptuous and entitled, and it's
she's
like,
owned it for 3 years.
She doesn't
think
own
about
it.
Think about how many people are on the internet.
Standing up
think
now.
About how many people are
for the
on
first
the internet.
Time in a year.
Millions, millions of people on the internet, and for 3 years. When you talk about the uniqueness of this hashtag, for 3 years, no one has used it.
You're
turning
red.
Not one person has used it.
You're turning red over this.
So after 3 years, someone finally comes around. Is it such a big ask for her to just alter a little bit?
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It's annoying.
That serious.
You're right. It's not that serious. So get over it. Somebody else is using your hashtag. You know what? If you want your family to see all the photos, create a Google Drive document.
Not everyone knows how to use
folder.
That. I mean, you got older family. Oh, please. You want to explain to grandparents about your Google Drive?
Wait a minute. The grandparents don't know how to click a link and go to a Google Drive folder, but they know how to use Instagram and hashtags?
I would say Google Drive is a little more confusing than Instagram.
You click a link.
A little user-friendly.
You click a link.
Ah, so votes coming through. Sensible.
Oh, my God.
It's like using the hashtag for your wedding, and then someone not at the wedding and who you don't know uses the hashtag. Look at that.
Thank God
there's some sensible people out here, because there's not one sitting in the room across from me right now.
Yeah, you're right. You.
222-9800. Chris from Spencerport, you want to jump in for today's Savage or Sensible?
I do, but you're going to think I'm savage, I better be careful. If that was me, I would have wrote to her and said, you can keep that hashtag that I use, but just to warn you, our family's going to be looking at your child, and my uncle's a pedophile. So.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh,
okay.
Wow!
And I guarantee that she would probably lose the hashtag, I think.
Yeah, so Whitney, who's worse now?
I mean, that's the way I think, though. I'm sweet, but then I could be like, okay, I really want this to stop. People know that about me.
That is definitely pulling out all the measures. So yeah.
But don't you think that would work, though? I think it might work.
Probably.
Enjoy your hashtag. Enjoy your hashtag, knowing this.
But you get it though too, right? Of that, it's again for the past 3 years, it's been very easy to have all these photos in one place, and family can go there and enjoy them. And now there's this imposter.
Get a new one. Get a new
there's
hashtag.
This imposter.
You know what? I am nice, too. I could be really nice, and I would probably have said, okay, I'll just drop it and make a new one. I mean, I really wouldn't want a stranger's family looking at my child anyway, so it would just be more sensible just to get a new one. I don't see what the problem is, but some people like to be argumentative, so...
Well, again,
but I think that I have the ultimate solution, so I just wanted to tell you.
I know this woman, so I'll pass that one along to her just in case she needs to really, really dig it in there. Thank
it's
you for
too
calling.
Funny.
Bye.
All right, well, have a good day, guys.
You too. Wow. She's really pulling all the stops. I don't want to cross that lady. Seems like she would be mad.
Yeah.
You want to go to the poll?
Yes, I do, because we're not going to agree.
And 98pxy.com. By the way, I have breaking updates on this.
What?
I'll get to it after the poll. According to everyone that voted at 98pxy.com, Savage or Sensible asking a stranger on social media to stop using the hashtag you came up with for your child on a basis that it's your hashtag...
You're in quotes.
53% of the people voting. Again, very close today. Say that is indeed sensible.
Oh, gross.
I also have a breaking update in this story. She went through and changed the hashtag.
Who did?
The woman that I know, apparently. She found a new one, another unique one, so no one steal it.
As she should have. Good.
You went from this feeling terrible because you lost your argument and people said it's sensible to that.
Feel very vindicated.
I still feel fine.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.